بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب شیخ اول رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ کا کلام سنت بک آئینہ محبت. ٹائٹل از نصیحت برائے عاشق مجاز. نصیحت برائے عاشق مجاز. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں. ہے فلک نوحہ خواہ تنگ ہے یہ زمین، ہے فلک نوحہ خواہ تنگ ہے یہ زمین. یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں. گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا. یہ خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں. ہے فلک نوحہ خواہ تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں. اس بیابان کو تو مت سمجھ گلستا، اس بیابان کو تو مت سمجھ گلستا. ورنہ پچھتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں، ورنہ پچھتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں. خاک پر خاک اپنی جوانی نہ کر، خاک پر خاک اپنی جوانی نہ کر. رائے گا اس طرح زندگانی نہ کر، رائے گا اس طرح زندگانی نہ کر. ان حسینوں سے کس کو ملا چین ہے، ان حسینوں سے کس کو ملا چین ہے. جس نے بھی دل دیا ان کو بے چین ہے، جس نے بھی دل دیا ان کو بے چین ہے. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں. ہے فلک نوحہ خواہ تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی. گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا. یہ خزاں ہے خزاں، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں. مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. He's a very beautiful, very important form of our Shaykh, very great advisor. And حضرت یہ رتن ایک مریض عشق مجاز نے نظم میں اپنا حال تحریر کیا. حضرت والا نے نظم میں ہی نصیحت تحریر فرمائی جو مندرجہ ذیل ہے. A person wrote a letter to حضرت of his condition that is involved with woman, all this عشق مجازی work etc. So حضرت replied also in a nazm form, and this is the nazm. He wrote a nazm explaining his condition, involvement with woman, etc. So nasihat baraye aashke aashko majaz, this advice for everyone who is involved with illicit love affairs. There is only one true love affair, and that is with Allah Ta'ala. But your wife is jais also 100%, and we should make love and express our love also. But wife, we will die and leave her, or she will die and leave us. We die together, we'll go to two separate qabars also. Allah is the only one who is with us in this world also, who is with us at the time of maut, the most crucial time, and will be with us in the qabar also. Allah will be with us everywhere. So we should give our true love only to Allah Ta'ala. So it is a very beautiful poem, and very important also. And also this is when a person makes his islah in anything, a person becomes an alim. He might be still 20 and he's finished his alim, but he's already where a person who's not alim, where 60 years where he can't reach 70, this person is already there. And when a person makes his islah, perhaps he's 18, 20, 25, and his islah, mashallah, is reasonably made. He is a person who doesn't make his islah, the person may be 60, 70, but this person is gone far ahead. In all these matters, so Hazrat, mashallah, from young age, and Hazrat was young when he gave. Otherwise, if a person makes little effort in old age, he realizes it. At least from age he realizes that this dunya is nothing. And it's not only a waste of time, this other woman, etc., but what a wabal jaan, what a torture for one's life it is. So Hazrat is explaining that whenever Hazrat had written this, like a person who has got five lifespans, and we have seen life in and out, and he knows. And this is that advice. We should listen to Hazrat's advice in that strain, that Hazrat is gone far ahead and he's looking back and he knows the world properly. And he's giving now advice according to that. Mashwara sun le mujhse mere ham nashin. Listen to my mashwara, you who are living with me, who are with me, I'm giving you some mashwara. And how beautifully also Hazrat, what humbleness that he calls it, I'm giving mashwara to you, my friend. Dil haseeno se hargiz lagana nahi. Never ever let your heart go on to any woman, and especially haram woman, and even wife, fulfill her rights, make love to her, everything. But your real love must be with Allah. How fortunate is not that person who will make love to his wife when he goes to sleep, but 2 o'clock is making love to Allah Ta'ala. He's on the musalla and he's busy talking to Allah Ta'ala, crying to Allah Ta'ala. How fortunate is not that person. So, and these are different stages which Hazrat has explained in other poems also. In one poem Hazrat says, Aankho se aankho mat milana. Don't let your eyes meet. That is the starting point. Once your eyes will meet, if you have some work, today's world is such, our countries, you go to the bank, you go to our office, in your own office, everywhere, women are there, everywhere, wherever, but don't let your eyes meet. You just look down, you keep your gazes modest, be modest, and just speak. And I think we had explained, at one place, one person was saying, a mufti sahab, he was saying that at a certain place, a woman, Muslim woman also, in the office, she was standing there, but this other person here was looking at me in such a way that I have to tell him, go and wash your eyes in 7 seas. So napak, your eyes have become so dirty that only the 7 seas will perhaps clean your eyes. Then she told, look at Mufti Sahib here. Whenever he speaks, his gazes are down. Speak like that. Hey, how much he respects. So this is the, so that death is the first stage. Don't let the eyes meet at all. Then the second stage is when you start talking, etc. And the third stage after that, when your heart is now in that woman. And we know how many people break their homes then. And it's not in our control. Many things, I know my limits. There is nothing like that. Never be fooled, whether it be cigarettes, whether it be drugs, whether it be going to wrong places, that I know my limits, so I can, I know I must go so far and not further. Once that thing pulls you, it's no more in your control then. And when the worst things happen, marriages break, children become like orphans, living, the parents are living, but they are like orphans, they are destroyed, everything gets destroyed. So it starts off with the eyes looking and then all other things. And also, one friend we were talking, so he was appreciating very much all these advices of Hazrat. He says, I have benefited so much by controlling the gazes, what peace of mind, contentment of heart I have got. He was appreciating it very, very much. So I told him in the process also that looking at live woman, that is not still so dangerous as looking at porn. That is even worse. Why? Live woman, they are more dangerous also. But every person is conscious, somebody might be watching me. But when you are watching porn, you take every that nobody knows you are watching. You make yourself so private, and it's only you, and you are watching, and with no reservation you are watching them. And many times, if you look at a live woman, she might even insult you. And she might also tell you something back also. But the porn, they won't tell you anything. They're inviting you all the time. So therefore, this person. And so this is a very dangerous thing when the heart meets. Some people who have some affairs and that also, but the heart hasn't met, that is still also not so dangerous, but it's haram, totally haram. But when the hearts are joined, then a person gets destroyed. He doesn't listen to anyone then. His parents speak to him, the imam speaks to him, his sheikh can speak to him. Nothing makes sense then, once the hearts meet. And at that stage, it's not in our control. It's in the, then when shaitan gets hold of you, you are finished, destroyed, you are totally in the capture of shaitan then. And he will take you as he wants to and completely destroy you. Dil haseen se hargiz na lagana nahi. He falak nauha khaan. How Hazrat explains this. The skies are mourning. What the results of this happen? The skies are mourning and the earth has become too small for you. You don't know where to go now. You can't stay at home. Your wife is chasing you out. I don't want you. Nobody wants you. And you can't go anywhere in the world. The skies are mourning on you. And this all starts with the eyes. And all this fantasizing and all that. And this, any person understands it later in his life. But if a person understands it in his young age, fortunate is that person. And the real value also, is not when you are old and you are useless now. It's when you are young and you can still, then Allah appreciates that. And the ibadat of a young man, Allah loves that very, very much. You hasi karte hai dil ko ando kahin. Like that you just laughing it away, it's a small matter. When the affair is carrying on, everything is rosy, that same woman, how she turns against you then. And what happens after that? And now the skies are also mourning. You don't know where to go in the world, there is no place for you also. Gul zuho ko samajhta hai jo gulista. These which are the thorns of the rose, those people who think this is the beauty of the garden, the thorns, the dirt, the filth, the impurity, those who think there is enjoyment in that, in all this filth and that. Ye khiza hai khiza, ye khiza hai khiza. This is the season of autumn. It's not the spring season which the, if you have made thought that the autumn season when the leaves are fallen down, the grass is gone dry, grey, black, etc. And by asar time in winter, how you feel also when the sun is gone yellow already, or this is like that, and you thinking that is beauty, you thinking that is the spring of my life, that haram affair you have got, that haram relationship you have got, with your own wife you are not getting any enjoyment, but with that haram relationship, what enjoyment you are getting, how, what shaitan, what really mesmerism he has done to us. How he has made us blind, not only blind, we are seeing a person who sees the red light as the green light. in the traffic light, in the green as the red, what is going to happen? A person who is so colorblind, a person who sees another woman has great enjoyment, and his own wife, he sees that she's lousy, she's dull, she doesn't know how to talk, she doesn't know how to entertain me, how to make me happy, she doesn't know how to cook, she doesn't know how to dress. That other woman is everything. When a person becomes like that, then it's this is what happens at that stage. Is bayaba ko tu much gulistan. This desert, don't think this desert is a garden. When a person has become so blind now, he thinks the desert is a garden. How blind doesn't he become that he thinks a desert is a garden? Varna pachtayega, e mere meherban. And if you don't listen to me, you are going to be sorry. If you're going to go through this afterwards in your old age, and then you will know what all this is, then you will be ever so sorry. Whatever way you destroyed yourself, what you did with yourself. Oh, my dear friend, don't destroy yourself like this. And fortunate when Hazrat Maulana Mufti Wali Hassan Sahab Tonki Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Karachi, New Town, you should say very fortunate are those people who have got elders above their head. And those elders who will pick you out for your wrong. Not only they pass a remark or something, but who guide you. And whenever you are doing something wrong, you might not realize. I remember, I didn't see it, but my elder brother, Marhum, used to tell us, there were some other families living also nearby. You shouldn't allow the men, the boys, to go on the stoop. My father shouldn't allow them. Because those other girls, free type people, then easily they can get involved. So if you have somebody like that to guide you, you are fortunate. Don't think you'll be able to guide yourself and I can go. And those who haven't got somebody above them, be very sad. It's very difficult for them. And that person who tells you, and that must be really our reason for coming, revising our lessons every week again, for all of us. Now, this is not for a person giving other people advice. It's advice we are revising our lesson all together. That we need this all the time. And a person who will take it to heart, start controlling his eyes, his thoughts, all the wrong things, start getting it out of his life, the quicker he does, the better. And unfortunately, there are also some amongst us who are like that. We feel that, this is the time to enjoy now. We must carry on. We'll see later. That person is making great injustice to himself. And those who will take the lesson and they will change the quicker, immediately, cut off everything. And many people get involved. Immediately we cut off, more fortunate is that person. Khaak par khaak apni jawani na kar. Don't put your sand, you are made of sand. Don't destroy the sand of your youth, when you are in your youth, on other sand. What I mean, sand plus sand is sand. All these various things are sand. This woman are going to turn to sand also. Your beautiful car is going in the scrapyard one day. Your beautiful building is going to be broken down one day. Put another building is going to come on its place. All these things are, your beautiful garden is also going to finish up. So these things are nothing. Your youth of your sand which Allah has given you, give it to Him who is eternal, and Allah will make your youth eternal. That even in your old age, one poem or with regard to Hazrat, that the youth are envying you in your old age. That in your old age, how you are, the youth are envying you. So this is when a person looks after his youth. Raiga is tarah zindagani na kar. Don't destroy your life like this. What a advice Hazrat has given. May Allah really take it to heart. And also Allah is so merciful again. Hazrat explains many, many places that if a person is 60, 70, his wife has passed away and now he wants to remarry, he's looking for a 30-year-old and they don't want an old man. So this poor man can't get married also, and he will buy meat also. And you say with the meat of a young animal. You want an animal also to eat, you want an animal which is young, that meat is enjoyable. So everyone wants young, Allah also enjoys that which is young. The ibadat of the youngsters, that when you got money, and you got your Jewish also, and all avenues are open for you for haram also, and then you sacrifice for Allah, that is greatly appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. As we will also read, how beautifully Hazrat has explained in one letter that came to Hazrat with similar question. And but Allah is that merciful, kind being. Hazrat explained that now you are gone old, you are finished, you've got nothing left in you. And now you make tawbah. Allah won't ever say that when you were young, then you never came to me. Now when you are useless, the whole world has thrown you out. Now you coming to me, Allah will still welcome you with open hands. Fortunate is that person who makes tawbah and istighfar. In Haseena se kisko mila chain? Who got chain from this woman of the road and this illicit love affairs? It's just you thinking it is like that, but in reality there is no chain in it. You are parisha. In that relationship you are parisha. How many cases they come that one father went to his daughter. She got a nice proposal and also Ali. And the daughter, according to him, she was good and a good boy's proposal. So he went into the bedroom, the phone rang. When he saw it, she's in affair with somebody else. And how many times the phone rings, the wife picks it up, big problems after that. Husband picks up, big problems after that. So in the affair also you think it's chain, but it's no chaining. All the time you are afraid. Even if you're having an affair and you with that woman, you're also thinking, if I get caught out now, what will happen? All the time. And the whole night you sleep with your wife, you've got no fear whatsoever. Nobody is going to insult you or tell you anything. But with somebody else, all the time, there is this worry. And Hazrat also said that a muttaqi, he also can make a guna, but his guna, there isn't that enjoyment. A person who is unmindful, he goes headlong into the guna. And he doesn't care what he does. But a muttaqi, when he's committing the guna also, he's got fear. So what enjoyment he's getting? If just the thought comes, Allah is watching me. If I have to die now in this condition, what will happen? That a muttaqi will get that thought. Or other person won't get that thought. So there's no enjoyment for him. And he will still make tawbah also. Jisne bhi dil diya inko bechain hai. Whoever gave his heart to this other woman, they are bechain. They haven't got, Hazrat also say, rand mein chain nahi. The rand, no chain in this money. The chain is with Allah. Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Only with Allah do you find that contentment of heart. But that also when we actually make zikr, and we are immersed in zikr. If a person is listening to a bayan also, but he's got a cell phone also. He's not getting the benefit. He's hearing half day and half year and he'll mix it up. Like a radio station sometimes, when two stations meet. So one day we're giving a recipe of baking a cake or something. And the other side was exercise, how you must do your exercise. So break six eggs and then lift your legs up in the sky. And then start mixing it. And after that, then lay flat on your stomach. But when two things mix like that. So the same thing here also, just when we mix like this, then what enjoyment can there be? Everything goes upside down. So zikr also, when we make zikr and our concentration is in the zikr, then we get the, we first of all have to be punctual in zikr. And then do it with concentration and devotion. Not half, we're making zikr also and half we've gone somewhere, or one third we are sleeping away also. One third we are busy making some zikr. One third we are thinking of something else. What benefit? What kind of cake will be baked if you mix it up with exercise? That how to do your exercise. So Allah give us tawfiq and appreciate Hazrat and his teachings, especially for this zamana. And it seems really like Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah said, after 50, 80 years people will appreciate my teachings. And this is really what it is. The same way what Hazrat has taught us, as the days are going, now it's the cell phone, now it's on the watch already, the internet, we don't know what is still going to come. And Hazrat's teachings, if we take them to heart and try and put them into practice, a person will score. Otherwise, we're going to lose out. And Hazrat's teachings are really, really very, very valuable. बात कुछ समझ में आती है माना ना अंग्रेजी तो समझ जाना दिस किताब तरबियत आशिकान खुदा द क्वेश्चंस पीपल हैड आस्क्ड हजरत एंड हजरत हैड रिप्लाइड very important this year. Baba Dost ke ek alim ne likha hai ke bawajah tadris zikr ki mujawazat ada puri nahi kar pata. An alim from Baba Dost wrote to Hazrat that because I teach also, that I can't manage my zikr to complete my whole, how much Allah, Hazrat had showed him, whatever it might be, 500, 300 times, I can't complete it. Aapke liye zikr qaleel kamman, magar kathir kaifan kaafi hai. What a beautiful answer. Hazrat said, for you zikr in quantity little, but in quality a lot. Quantity little, but quality a lot. What quality make that little zikr of yours? Ehle tadris ko zikr ka sharaf har waqt hasil hai. Those who are teaching, all the time they are in zikr. When they are teaching hadith is zikr, teaching Quran is zikr, they teaching fiqh is zikr, all the time. So this zikr here which is taught, even if they do it little, but do it with concentration. That you will do it little quantity and lot with quality. And that will be also enough for you. Yaha kasrat, this is important for us. Yaha kasrat uryani ki wajah se nigah ki hifazat sakht mushkil hai. Like in all western countries, as Hazrat has written here, that to control the eyes when the women are almost half and now we're going into summer, and all the heat just comes down on these poor women. And then when you have to go shopping, you have to go to the supermarkets, to the store, to the August, and worse the worst, how many of us are planning our holidays for December? Where it's not half naked, where they are almost totally naked, but good people are planning their holidays there, and they say, we can't help it, your eyes fall. How can we go for holiday at such places and at such times? Charo taraf neem barehna aurte nazar aati hai. All four sides, women who are dressed like that. خوف ہوتا ہے کہ میں جانے نگاہ کی حفاظت کا حق ادا ہونا بہت مشکل ہے. He says, it's very difficult to control the eyes. That how we should control our eyes, it is very, and for necessity you have to go off. And this Maulana here, he is most probably the same one, he does business also, so he has to go to the various places, meet with women also, so it becomes very, very hard. حضرت answer. مغربی ملکوں میں نظر کی حفاظت مشکل اور مجاہدہ شدید. It is true that in western countries to control the eyes and make your mujahada is hard. But just say how nicely Hazrat put it first. He said, I understand, I accept. That is true. مگر نور مشاہدہ قوی عطا ہوتا ہے. And the nur of mushahada, of seeing Allah, very strong, you will see Allah Ta'ala. That when you control your eyes, a grade 1 student who writes a test, he will get a passed report for grade 1. And a matriculant, grade 12, he will get a report for grade 12. So the mujahada he's making is much more. This person will have to write 1 plus 1 is 2. How to spell that and how to spell catch. That is what he will write. But that one in matric, what and what he, but what way he is going. Kawiyatar ata hota hai. Al mushahadato bi qadri al mujahada. Mushahada of Allah Ta'ala is how much mujahada a person makes. And this mujahada is very, very much. This is because Allah has put it in man. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. So the desire to look at woman, Allah has put it in man. So much so that a person might be even 90 years old, Hazrat explains. He can't do anything now. But still the desire to look is still strong in him. Just to see. So that mujahada, on that qadr mujahada is mushahada. نیم برہنا سے نظر بچانے کے بعد یہ شعر اختر کا اینٹی بایوٹک ہے. And when you see these women like that, how they are dressed, and now to control your eyes, read this poem of Hazrat. This actually, Hazrat made this poem when Hazrat was traveling and he was at Germany airport, Frankfurt. And this one lady, airport lady, she came and she was talking, and this person who was with Hazrat, he knew English, so he was talking, and how styled she was walking and coming, and they put the face right in your face, and the perfume and all that. So he would tell Hazrat, I'm lost. The way this woman is carrying on, and the way she's coming over repeatedly again, coming again and again, I'm lost. Hazrat told him to make this mujahada. This mujahada. Aage se moot, پیچھے سے گو اے دوست جلدی سے کر آخ ٹھو. What is in her? It's only آگے سے موٹ پیشا. That is what is from dirty, filthy urine. and from the bed, pahana, stool, dirty, filthy. That's all what she has got. It's just that it is put in a capsule. And the capsule is looking nice. You are just remove the capsule. Many capsules, sometimes the person can't, he doesn't want to go around the throat. You open the capsule and you take the medicine. How bitter it is. So this woman also is so bitter. She's just being put in a capsule which is looking nice. And you have been fooled by the capsule. Make jaldi, don't waste time, say two. And Hazrat says, they are just doing her direction, but don't let you notice you saying her. Two. That what are you? You are dirt, you are filth, you are... If a person makes this mujahada and he does this, his heart will go off this. Then this woman won't amaze him. And this woman won't sweep him off his feet and all that. Once we realize what the reality is. Halawat e basarat ki qurbani se, Allahu Akbar. The enjoyment, what you see with your eyes, by sacrificing that for the sake of Allah. Halawat e basirat ki namat e uzma ka sharaf hasil kijiye. Get the great enjoyment of the eyes of the heart that open up. The eyes of the head. If you will sacrifice that, you won't look at this, Allah will open your eyes of the heart and you will start making mushahada of Allah. And when you will see Allah and the qudrat and the wonders of Allah, just like for example, this thought came, qurbani time. Inshallah, we all made our qurbanis, Allah accept from everyone. And now, next year we all intend, if we are living inshallah, we're going to make qurbani again. We only thinking, inshallah we will make. Or we discuss, this year we did goats, next year we must do sheep, or next year we must buy an ox, or whatever else it might be. But Allah has already arranged our qurbani of next year. That goat of ours, that sheep, that oxen, whatever, if it's an ox, it's 2 years ago. Allah has already let it be born, it's being looked after, its grass is being arranged, its water is being arranged, it gets sick, that has been arranged, the kraal has been arranged, everything, its feed has been arranged, the person going to look after the animal, and for 1-2 years they're going to work. You'll go, you'll pay 2,000 rand, you'll buy the animal, you'll make qurbani, but what, how much Allah has done? And Allah Himself has done this all for you. How much of arrangement. And this is not only that, for everything. A child is born now. Allah knows exactly at the age of 24 years he's going to get married. He's going to need a house. All that, for the house, everything is Allah is making the arrangement. In all parts of the world, then his house will get built. Or he's going to rent a house or whatever else it might be. All the arrangement. His wife, he is born. Usually the wife is younger, more normally. And but already in Allah's ill that his wife is coming after 2 years she'll born, after 5 years, and all her training and everything will go through, finally they're going to get married. And Allah is preparing all that. And this girl who is not yet born, her husband Allah is already, you send him in the world and made all that. So what is the planning of Allah? So Allah will open all this basirat, give you the eyes of the heart. جس دکان میں مال زیادہ ہوتا ہے اس کا تالہ قوی اور مضبوط لگانا ہوتا ہے. Where there are more, there's lot of goods, expensive goods, jewelry shops, then the security also is accordingly. So here also, Allah's treasure which is so great, that's why those treasure locks also are also so great. So Allah has put this beautiful woman and all this. So it's a great mujahada. But you'll break those locks, you will get Allah Ta'ala. Because that is the real wealth what a person must get. قلب میں انوار نسبت مع اللہ کی جب فراوانی ہوگی بذریع التزام ذکر اور احتمام غب و بسر کی حسرتوں کے زخم سے تو آنکھوں کا تالہ خود بخود قوی تر ہو جاتا ہے. When in the heart the anwar, not only nur, but the plural of nur, anwar, of nisbat ma'allah, connection with Allah, when that is going to come in the heart, ke jab farawani hogi, when there will be plenty of anwarat, not plenty of nur, plenty is plural, and anwarat is plural, but very iltizam, be very particular, be very, very regular, iltizam zikr, wa ihtimam ghadd basar, make your zikr regularly and control your eyes, cast your gaze as low. Ki hasrato ke, that sorrow that you get, zikr also, may I find it sometimes, Maulana Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi says that for example to go in gasht is easy, but sit in the corner and make zikr from asr to maghrib, gasht time. That you will find hard. On Fridays that 40-80 durus, Where people sit little while and something itches them. And they remember something and they can't sit. They have to get up and go quickly. It's so hard to sit. To sit for zikr is a real mujahada, and to control the eyes is another big mujahada. غد بسر کی حسرتوں کے زخم سے تو آنکھوں کا تالا خود بخود قوی تر ہو جاتا ہے. Then the lock of your heart will become more stronger. Now you won't look at all this. So two things Hazrat has mentioned in order to get this great quality. One is your eyes control it, make the effort. And be regular with your zikr. That will give you the power to look after your eyes. And then the locks will break and you will get through to Allah Ta'ala. صدور خطا پر ندامت و استغفار کی تلافی سے انشاءاللہ تعالی طے راستہ طے ہوگا. And a person will make a mistake, he's not an angel, we are human beings, but the minute you make a mistake, and almost immediately, in fact, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Rahmatullahi Damat Barakatum, at one time explained, that wherever you make a guna, you look at another woman, on the same ground, heed la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. Where the ground is recorded, you looked at the other woman, the ground is going to record. When Allah will see, then he'll say, oh, there's a credit here, there's a debit is here, now how is it to be contrad? Hey, Yusuf looks for it always. This time, where is the credit for this year? Do you have to have it? So you made a debit. Make a credit also quickly. Reconcile so that you balance up. It must balance up. So immediately make tawbah also. Humne tay ki is tarah se manzil hai. Hazrat say, we walked our road to Allah in this way. Gir pare. We made mistakes. We fell down. Gir kar uthe. We didn't stay down, we got up again. Utkar chale, and then we started walking again. Just like Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to say, a person, especially a young boy, when he learns to ride a bicycle, and when you fall down, you have to fall. When you have to learn to ride a bicycle, in the process you have to fall also. And when you fall, the first thing, he doesn't worry where I got hurt. He looks around, somebody saw me falling. That is his first worry. Anyway, but now when he got up again, he starts riding. Soon you'll see he's doing funny tricks on the bicycle. You just carry on and where you will reach. Allah Ta'ala aapko tamam maqasid o hasana mein apne rahmat se jaldi ba murad farmaye. All your objectives which you have, may Allah fulfill them. Ameen, summa ameen. Aur khas kar Darul Ulum ke liye wasi' tar zameen ata farmaye. Must have written that he wants to build a Darul Ulum. May Allah give you a good land for that. Ta'alimi khidmat mubarak ho. The service for the ta'alim, may Allah make it very mubarak. Today both get the ashar also, mashallah, on the same subject, and this also, may Allah give us the reality of it and let us take this with us and make it part of our life, inshallah. Bismillah. Kashkoli Marifat. You are still about ilm, the virtues of knowledge. Is hadith se ilm e deen hasil karne ki kitni bari fazilat sabit hui. In this hadith which we read, that a person who learns a chapter of knowledge in the morning, better than 1,000 rakats of nafil namaz. Who's going to read 1,000 rakats today? Hey, whole Ramzan we don't read 1,000 rakats there. Just at one time 1,000 rakats, but you have to attain the knowledge of one chapter of knowledge, whether it is to do with roza, whether it is to do with qaza namaz, whatever it might be, more better than 1,000. So what a great virtue. اور یہ بھی ثابت ہوا کہ بعض لوگ جو کہا کرتے ہیں کہ جب عمل نہ ہو سکا تو پوچھنے اور سیکھنے سے کیا فائدہ. Some people say that if you can't make عمل, then what's the use you are learning more? As one of our friends say, when he tells his friend بیان دیئے بیان دے کم, he say نہیں بھائی بو بیانو میں نہیں جاؤں, mustn't go too much in بیان, because then you have to practice all that. So the Hazrat said that is wrong, that you must acquire, you then try and make عمل also how much you can. یہ غلطی ہے. دیکھو اس میں صاف فرما دیا ہے کہ خواہ عمل ہو یا نہ ہو, دونوں حالتوں میں یہ فضیلت حاصل ہوگی. You make عمل or you, but you get the فضیلت of so much of نفل عبادت. اس کو تین وجہ, اس کی تین وجہ ہے, تھری ریزنز. ایک تو یہ کہ جب دین کے بات معلوم ہو گئی, the first is when you know the talk of deen now, تو گمراہی سے تو بچ گیا. You won't get misguided. A person when he hasn't got knowledge, he gets misguided very easily. So though he might not make amal, but he won't be misguided. ye bhi buried all that hai. That is itself, it is a very great thing that at least you will be on the right path. Knowledge is light, it will show you the right path. Dusri wajah ye ke jab deen ki baat maalum ho gayi, when you know the matter of deen now, to inshallah ta'ala kabhi to amal ki bhi taufeeq ho jayegi. Sometime or the other you will make amal also. You will get the topic, and also this we must try and remember, especially we must try and make majlis wherever we are. The more majlis we make and the more we speak, though we are not making amal, but you will see it will come slowly. Sometimes after 5 years, 10 years, but keep on talking, the amal will follow. Ilm is the imam and amal is the muqtadi. So if the imam is there, how namaz is going to be made? So let the imam be there, some muqtadis will come. Sometime or the other, you give your azan, you start the namaz. Muqtadis will start coming, you get surprised. Bangla wali masjid, Nizamuddin, it was the jungle, no one there. But today go and see, Allahu Akbar. Teesri wajah ye ke, kisi aur ko bhi batla dega. If you know, you can tell somebody else. And many times it comes in the hadith, sometimes the one who is taught becomes superior than the one who taught him. You passed it on, and he, mashallah, goes much more further ahead. Aur sawab ki baat hai, and you get lot of sawab for that also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Kuch kahoge, Maulana? Maulana is here from Umman. MashaAllah. They brought 11 students. They were here for the conference we had, and they stayed here at the madrasa. And now they are, mashaAllah, in Umman. And they brought 11 students to come and study. And they themselves are 5, the parents, and so, 6, they are about 17. Or 4 talabare. Another 4 students also coming. And mashallah, they're doing great work there, jamaat work also, ta'alimi work also, and fikr of the students, youngsters also. And I think, aapne mujhse baat ki Madina Munawwara se, ke koi aur, Madina Sharif se, aapne baat ki? Muscat se. So you were saying there are some, one, two are but under age, according to us. So he said, if we don't take them there, they're going to get lost. But today the whole world is like that. Allah save us all, everyone, everywhere. So then they were really emphasizing we must. Then they went for the visa. South African embassy refused. They said, if you don't give, we'll go to London. Then quickly they gave them 2 years visa, which is also something out of the ordinary. Otherwise they just give a 3 month visit, 3 month visitor's visa. But they gave them 2 year visas. Inshallah, Allah accept, inshallah. کچھ ذرا ترغیبی بات کچھ کرو مولانا یہ دین ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ اس ہول سٹوری حضرت اس ایکسپلینڈ ان فارم فارم ویل کیری آن آفٹر دا فارم حضرت سلطان ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ نے حق تعالیٰ کی محبت میں اگر تاج و تخت چھوڑ گیا تو کیا نادانی کی اف ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ گیو اپ دا ہول ہز ہول کنگڈم دین واز ہی سٹیوپڈ ان گیونگ اپ دیٹ کنگڈم آف ہز For Allah's sake, like anyone in the world will say, that you gave up your whole, you gave up your shop. This is the whole kingdom. He gave it up. Hargiz nahi. No, it wasn't stupidity and nadani at all. Ek sultanate bas kya? Aisi sadha sultanate hatta ala ki raah mein koi haqeeqat nahi rakhti hai. What is one kingdom? Thousands of such kingdoms. Hundreds of thousands of such kingdoms to give them up for the sake of Allah is nothing whatsoever. Aashiq Sadiq to yahi kehta hai. The true lover, person who knows Allah and the value of Allah, what does he say? Hey Allah, aapne apni qeemat dono alam batai hai. Oh Allah, you have shown your price. What is the price to pay to get you? Both the worlds. That I don't want Jannat also. It is, but look, we ask, we want it, but that also I'm not really. Rabia Bastariya rahmatullah alayha said that, oh Allah, if I'm worshipping you and making your ibadat for Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. And if I'm worshipping you to save myself from Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. But if I'm worshipping you for you, then don't deprive me of you. So there, Allah's price is the highest. So Allah said, sacrifice, not even Jannat, keep that in mind. Dunya's things are right out, and haram is, jais dunya also is out of the question. Haram dunya doesn't come in anywhere. May Allah forgive us and help us. دونوں عالم کے بدلے میں اگر آپ مل جاؤ تو یہ قیمت تو آپ کی ذات پاک کے سامنے کچھ بھی نہیں ہے If we get in view, oh Allah, then giving both the worlds, we're giving Jannat away, we're giving the whole dunya, halal, jais, dunya, biryani, kofta, plow, all these things we're giving away, nice house, everything. If we get you, it's called a cheap bargain, it's called a bargain. Narh barhai or narh or barhai, kabhi bahut arzani hai. Increase your price, oh Allah. It's still very cheap. To get you, that is a true lover. That this is still very cheap. Increase your price. More also we must do it. Or jaan de kar bhi, wo yahi kehta hai. He gives his life also for Allah. And what does he say? Jaan di hui usi ki thi. We gave our life, what did we give? That life is not ours, it was Allah. So what did we, even if we give the jannat, we give the dunya, halal, chais, enjoyable dunya also. Give your life also. And that life also is not mine. You gave it to me. So what did I give? I still haven't given anything from my side. Haq to ye hai ke haq ada na hua. The truth is that still I haven't fulfilled the right of your love. بس حق تعالیٰ کی محبت میں قتل ہو جانا ہزاروں زندگیوں سے بہتر ہے. To get killed in the love of Allah, this is better than a thousand lives. اور بہت سی سلطنتیں آپ کی غلامی پر قربان ہیں. And lots of kingdoms are sacrificed for you for your slavery. That is how it should be. A person should give his life. And qurbani we just made, but the real essence of qurbani is really that a person gives his life for Allah تعالیٰ. Like for example, qurbani, the proper way, mustahab, sunnat way, quarter you, a third you keep for yourself, a third you give to the poor, a third for friends and relatives. But if you keep the whole animal also, it's jais. It's jais. So what did you give, what qurbani you made? You can keep the head, you can keep the legs, you can keep the skin, you can make a musalla out of it, you kept it. So no qurbani. Now, but your qurbani is counted. When asked Mufti Sahib, 100% your qurbani is right. Now what qurbani? The life of that animal. That is what Allah wants. And this Allah says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِرِدْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We put it in place, badal mubdal minhu. That we actually, you were slaughtering your son, a life you were taking. But we put the ram in place of that. And what Allah has put in place of that is just like you slaughtered the original. And therefore, the condition for qurbani is it must be after Eid namaz in the town. If you slaughter before Eid namaz, 100 camels also, it's not counted. In the town, on a farm is different. And it must be till the 13th, 10, 11, 12, till the 12th Maghrib time. After that, no qurbani is made also. So it must be then. And it must be also how Allah says, that animal, eyes must be right, ears must be right, tail must be right, legs must be right. You can't just slaughter any. And certain specified animals only you can slaughter. You can't catch a springbok, a duiker, or anything else and go and slaughter it. No qurbani. You slaughter an elephant, it's no qurbani. It has to be those animals. So that is the badal which Allah has made. So the badal is just like the life. And from that ulama I've written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered 100 camels in Hajjatul Wada. And that was also qurbani he made, or the blood money. If somebody kills somebody and the family is prepared to take blood money instead of the life of this person, it's 100 camels you have to give. So 100 camels, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his life. 63 he slaughtered himself, his age was 63. 37 he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to slaughter. So really this is that you are giving your life. So for Allah that spirit must come into us every qurbani. And what life we are giving, still our life is there. Haram desires. لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That taqwa, that haram desires yourself. When you slaughter that animal and the blood gushes out, blood, like they think that I've slaughtered my haram desires and let the blood flow like that. And how sometimes, especially women folk, young girls, they can't see the blood. They feel, oh, it's too hard. Like that, your desires which are so dear to you, slaughter them also. This is really, if Allah gives us that tawfiq, a person who hasn't got all that desire for him to be a buzurg is no great thing. But a person who has got that burning desire, nari shahwat, fire of shahwat, when it's burning strong in a person, at that time to control it in the love of Allah, then that is something. So slaughter that, so qurbani really must be that for us, inshallah. بس حق تعالیٰ کی محبت میں قتل ہو جانا ہزاروں زندگیوں سے بہتر ہے. To die, to get slaughtered in the fire. When the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم understood this, two Sahaba said at night, tomorrow when the battle will be raging, one of them says that my nose must be cut, my ears must be cut. This is those people who had reached this stage. For Allah's sake, that you must be mutilated like that. And the other Sahabi said, Ameen on the dua. And we, every time we make sure we put afiyat also. That Allah grant us your love, your everything, but with afiyat. We must, we are taught. We are extremely weak. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, what a great buzurg, and in Makkah Sharif, and what a hundred, over 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, maybe 200 years now, he used to say that main thing, that if there is an afiyat, I don't say I'll make one namaz also. And we are very weak, and now we are at this age stage, but really that is the true lover. He wants, he, everything comes, come rough and tough, that I don't care. Eh? We want to go meet your beloved. You have to go by train, you have to take a taxi, you have to walk in the rain, you have to walk in the heat, you have to stumble, look. But you say, I'm going. Nothing can stop you. Whatever it is, you are going to reach Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us that desire like that. And we see for bus prisoners, for dunya, how people work. It's impossible. Sometimes you can't think of it, how hard they work. But for Allah Ta'ala, then we are not prepared to work. بس حق تعالیٰ کی محبت اور بہت سی سلطنتیں آپ کی غلامی پر قربان ہیں. بس حق تعالیٰ کی محبت کا سودا سستا نہیں. The deal with Allah is not cheap. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ارشاد فرماتے ہیں الا ان صلت اللہ لغالیا. This transaction is very expensive. It's a very expensive to buy, to get Allah is very expensive. اے لوگوں, خوب غور سے سن لو کہ خدائی سودا بڑا مہنگا ہے, لیکن جن داموں ہاتھ آ جائے سستا ہے. لیکن whoever buys it, what he has got is still cheap. If you get Allah, no matter what price you pay, you still got a bargain. If you get Allah, اے تو میرا تو ہر شئی میری, زمین میری فلک میرا, اے تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شئی نہیں میری. If you get Allah, everything is yours. Everything, the whole world then goes according to your desires once you got Allah Ta'ala. اگر حق تعالیٰ کی محبت کی لذت و حلاوت کا ایک ذرہ دل کو نصیب ہو جائے تو جان عزیز نگاہوں میں بے قیمت ہو جائے. If you get one atom, one iota of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the sweetness of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then to jaan aziz nigahon mein, then your life, then your enjoyment, I must have, my aircon must be on, I must have in this Sunday night's weather, have a ghodro, have a two blankets, have this and that, all, everything, all that you want, all these things mean nothing. And we see many people, you tell them, where's your socks, where's your jersey? It means nothing to them, they have got something else in their head. Hey, many people you see in Jamaat also, in the Khanqahs also, all this, so those people whom Allah has blessed with their, nothing means really to them, how they just carry on in the love of Allah Ta'ala. اگر محبوب حقیقی کی تجلیات کا قلب میں ایک لمحہ کو مشاہدہ کر لو, the مشاہدہ of Allah for one split second if you get it, تو غلبہ شوق میں, then that you want more of that, then what will you do? اپنی جان کو آتش محبت کی نظر کرو گے. You'll give your life and you'll burn it out for Allah Ta'ala. You'll burn your life. How moths burn themselves for that flame. Once you have seen that, and this also is not difficult to understand, only we have to, what Buzurgs tell us also, that izala matloob nahi, that all the bad qualities, don't have to remove them. Imala matloob hai. Just have to direct them in the right direction. You got your BM, latest model, and you much what a car. And there's a pothole, don't let it go in the pothole. Just direct it past the pothole. That's all you have to do. So all these potholes are there. But just, and so easy to understand. Now we just passed the Bakrid holidays, Madrasa there was holidays. Foreign students stayed here, many of them, as some went away also, but many were here. So we should check a little bit when we meet them, speak to them. When we go in the hall there, where they were sleeping, you go to a person, he's putting what he says. He doesn't know you have come in the hall. You're standing on his head and making salam, he doesn't know. He's so immersed and soaked into that. And then you tell him, what are you doing? And his friends tell him that, then he wakes up. So when we can do that for cell phone, why doesn't this come for namaz? For cell phone we can be so engrossed. But for namaz, not one split second we get that. And for the cell phone, how much? And then I walked past one student, I didn't realize he was. I came back again, he's still busy. Now I stood on him. What the commotion carried on there with those boys. But he was lost. When I stood on his head for how long, then slowly he came out of it. He went for Mi'raj. He was not here in this world. This is how it has become. A person is soaked in it. And our youngsters at home also, parents make salam, call their names. They don't know who, what is happening. Allah has rahm on us. And this is called the muqaddamat of Dajjal. And one friend told very nicely, all this digital is Dajjal tal, Dajjal's language. All this is the language of Dajjal, which all this digital, all the time repressing this, all the language of Dajjal, when he will come, Allah have mercy on us. Allah protect us.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله كوي بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے ننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کوہِ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے پانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں دیوانہ ہو غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل صلاة كاملة وسلم سلاما تاما على سيدنا محمد الذي تنحل به العقد وتنفرج به الكرب وتقضى به الحوائج وتنال به الرغائب ويستسقى الغمام بوجهه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه في كل لمحة ونفس بعدد كل معلوم لك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله وصحبه حق قدره ومقداره العظيم اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل خير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة هنية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. وصلى الله تعالى وسلم على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Two announcements. The first is inshallah on Yom Jumu'ah. Hazrat's program will be in Houghton. That will be a Jumu'ah program, ladies' program in the afternoon. Then after Asr Salah also in Masjid al-Furqan. The Jumu'ah program and after Asr will be in Masjid al-Furqan. And after Maghrib will be the program in the West Street Masjid. And then inshallah also this will be the program for Yom Jumu'ah. And those brothers who want to come with their families, they should please inform us so we can make the arrangements inshallah. And then next week, inshallah, the program will be taking place before Isha Salah. 7 o'clock the majlis will commence. 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Isha Azan will be at 8 o'clock. So the program will commence at 7 o'clock. Jazakallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.